The Pentagon announced today the Marine Corps will resume flight testing its controversial Osprey aircraft. The V-22 Osprey has been grounded since last year when a pair of fatal accidents killed 23 Marines. Since then, two independent review panels have determined the tilt rotor technology is fundamentally sound. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
At the Pentagon today, Undersecretary of Defense Pete Aldridge said it's time for the Osprey to return to the skies for flight tests next April, despite his concerns on the viability of the V-22 hybrid helicopter airplane program.
As you may know, and as I've read in many of the papers, I've had some serious doubts about the safety, reliability, and operational suitability of the V-22. I personally still have some doubts, but the only way to prove the case one way or the other is to put the airplane back into flight test.
The Osprey is unique in that it takes off like a helicopter, then its engines can swivel forward, allowing it to fly like a turboprop airplane. The aircraft flies twice as fast, carries three times as many people, and costs four times as much as any of the Marines' current aircraft. But it's difficult to fly because pilots must master two very different skills. Defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon is with the Washington-based Brookings Institution.
Does this concept really work, or does it depend on such a carefully choreographed flight profile that it's just not realistic to think that in combat people are going to be able to keep the airplane safe? We don't know if this airplane is fundamentally safe.
The Marines desperately want the Osprey to replace their aging fleet of Vietnam-era helicopters. Speaking in San Diego earlier this month, the Marines' top official, Commandant James Jones, says he still fully backs the troubled and long-delayed Osprey with caution.
It's tempting to say, let's hurry up, but this is such an important transformational capability that we want to be very prudent in what we do, and we want to do it right.
Jones was speaking on the flight deck of a Navy amphibious assault ship that was departing to the Arabian Sea. He was standing in the shadow of several of the Corps' medium-lift helicopters that the Osprey is to replace. He says it would have been nice to have the Osprey in their arsenal for this current conflict.
The altitudes that are required to be flown at really approach the limits of our helicopter capabilities. The range, the speed, just the survivability is beyond question.
The Marines want to buy 360 of the Osprey aircraft. Michael O'Hanlon of Brookings says the Corps should scale that number back and prepare to scuttle the program altogether.
I think the Marines need to start thinking of this technology in a much more tentative way as a prototype technology that may or may not prove to be feasible. Simply saying as an article of faith that this will work is not a serious way to do defense planning.
The Pentagon says the Osprey flight testing will last about 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.